Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A new Reuters poll shows 62% of Democrats want new leadership. They feel the party should prioritize economic issues as well. But how will the party bridge the disconnect between what voters say their top priorities are versus what issues seem most important to Democratic Party leaders, especially before the 2026 midterms? Holly Kwan of our Odyssey sister station KCBS spoke with Henry Brady, former dean of the UC Berkeley School of Public Policy.
Does this fall in line with a story I saw a while back about, you know, whether or not Democrats want, for instance, Kamala Harris to run for governor? Are they tired of the leaders that they've seen for so many years?
Yeah, I think they're tired of the leaders they've seen, but more to the point, I think they just feel the crushing loss and all the things that Donald Trump is doing right now, and they want somebody to stand up and do something about it. And they want that to focus upon economic issues. One of the most telling things in the poll was that 70% of Democrats think allowing transgender people to compete in sports is important, but 28% think the party think that's the very most important thing. So there's a disconnect between the issues that the people think that the party is focusing on and the issues that they want the party to focus on, which are mainly economic issues and abortion, where they actually think the party's doing pretty well.
Well, how do you fix something like that then?
Well, there's been a lot of turmoil right now at the Democratic National Committee, which is pretty much the only part of the party right now which is functioning, but not functioning very well. There's been problems with leadership and some resignations, high profile. Lee Saunders and Randy Weingarten are two leaders of major unions. So the party right now is actually struggling with the following issue. How do they get the working class back? It's thought of itself as the party of the working class. It's thought of the party itself as the party that cared about inequality. And yet now it seems like somehow that populist message has been taken over by Donald Trump.
Everyone has been looking at Gavin Newsom as the one who's been finally standing up to the president and saying, you know, no, you're wrong. No, this is it. I mean, basically having the strongest words that we've heard any Democrat say so far. And but he is part of the old guard.
Yeah, he is. But I think I'm not sure that this is really so much a reaction against the old guard, although there is a big older person, younger person split in this poll, which is very interesting, with younger people much more concerned that the party doesn't seem to be focusing enough on economic issues, especially affordable child care and on paid family leave and minimum wage and issues like that. But I think Democrats are just looking for somebody who's a leader. He's part of the old guard, but he's younger old guard. He's not 70 years old or 65 years old. He's younger than that. So as a result, I think he's got a chance to move into the leadership spot. But I think Democrats more generally just need some leaders who can put together a program that really talks about how they're going to win back the working class and how they're going to deal with the problem that they're seen as a party of elites who simply just don't care about the working class.
You talked about winning back the working class. Where did they go? Did they go to the Republicans? Did they go independent? Did they just say, you know, throw their hands up and say enough of this?
Well, pretty much right now they're voting with the Republicans, and that's a surprise to a lot of Democrats who feel like they've always supported unions and working class legislation. But the cultural issues seem to be part of the problem, that the working class doesn't really want a party that's talking about transgender rights and other issues like that. They instead want a party that's talking about economic issues, and also that shows some discontent with government. And there's a feeling on the part of the working class that government's not performing well enough, and that it's important that finally somebody do something about government. So DOGE, for example, was a disaster in many ways, but it looked like Donald Trump was doing something, at least, about the growing federal budget.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.